Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I've been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. I've seen them all come and go.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Uh-huh.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
CFW.
I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens. The virus has appeared in multiple counties across Wisconsin, including the first confirmed human case in the state in Barron County. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is scheduled to deliver his budget proposal from the state capitol in Madison at 7 p.m. tonight. During his State of the State address in recent weeks, Governor Evers declared 2025 as the year of the kid. He also noted some of his priorities for the biennial budget, which included increased spending on public schools and violence prevention. Governor Evers has expressed concerns about the status of federal funding, which could affect the budget. Wisconsin currently has a budget surplus of over $4 billion. A Barron County man was taken into custody following a high-speed crash in Polk County. According to court documents, 55-year-old Richard Manning was arrested following a crash in which he allegedly struck another car at approximately 60 miles per hour. Witnesses told authorities that they saw Manning's vehicle driving erratically prior to the collision. Manning allegedly refused to submit to a field sobriety and breath test, and he was subsequently charged with operating while intoxicated, which would be his fifth OWI offense. Chippewa County District Attorney Wade Newell says the officer involved in a deadly shootout with a suspect acted legally and in self-defense. The December 22nd shooting saw authorities respond to a domestic violence incident involving 49-year-old Matthew Luke of Chippewa Falls. Luke fired multiple shots at law enforcement authorities at the residence before fleeing in a vehicle. He later crashed in the town of Lafayette during the police pursuit and fired at officers again before an Eau Claire Police Department detective shot and killed him. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borman. Keeping it frigid for one more day, partly sunny skies and a high near 7 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 30 below, especially in the morning. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 6 below. On Thursday, sunny skies and a little bit warmer with a high near 17. Right now, 13 below.
CFW.
Shake it down now. I shake it, I shake it. 1057 CFW.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. Summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to feel your heart like no three words could ever. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe. But you didn't listen. You may dare, but you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grass, all coiled up in innocence. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us, baby, way before them, and we're still.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Through the window on the other side, Roseanne.